Everybody's hyped up for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Events going on all week long around University of Phoenix Stadium in sort of a Super Bowl village they've set up. We're looking forward to the game, as I'm sure you all are. Last week was the Pro Bowl, and Andrew Luck played for Team Carter. That was the team that featured J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown. I had a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Texans' nemesis. How do you feel about Houston as a city? It's your hometown.
I love Houston. My mom's family is all from there, still lives there. Go back quite often in the offseason to see my grandparents' friend. I had a great experience at Stratford High School, you know, over on the west side. Great people, great culture.
So what is it like when you face the Texans, a division rival?
Oh, it's always fun. I think it's fun for all the guys in the NFL to be able to go back to their hometowns. I think that the best part of it is that it's easy for my grandparents to come see, my aunts and uncles, which is special.
What about J.J. Watt being on this team with you and Dwayne Brown as well?
They're phenomenal players. I think the great part about this game is you have rivals on the field, but you come off the field and get to enjoy each other. And you know, there's so much respect for all the guys in this game. You know, we obviously the Texans, the Titans, Jaguars. You know, we play them twice a year, so you feel like you really know them. But a lot of respect for those guys.
Next step for you after making the AFC Championship game, you and the Colts.
Yeah, you know, we'll go back to work and hopefully we can make it to a Super Bowl. We won.
What about the Texans as a rival? That was a pretty close game last time in Indy.
Oh, they're a great team. It's always tough when you play them, obviously. From our offensive perspective, it's a phenomenal defense and, you know, always gives you a bunch of fits.
Plenty of buzz around tomorrow's Super Bowl played here at University of Phoenix Stadium, and events have been going on all week long surrounding the stadium in sort of a Super Bowl village. Now, the Pro Bowl was here last week. It was Team Carter and Team Irvin. Of course, Chris Carter and Michael Irvin, legendary National Football League wide receivers. And I asked both of them what they thought of number 80 for the Houston Texans, Andre Johnson. Chris Carter with us. Chris, tell me your thoughts on Andre Johnson, his career, and where he's headed.
He's had a great career. He's really had a great career, and it'd be great for him to be able to finish it up, you know, strong, especially if he could stay there with the Texans and finish his career. I think that, you know, there's very few athletes in any sport that can start a career and finish it, but he's a class act on and off the field. You know, he's really developed into a great route runner. He came into the league as a physical specimen, but he's truly a pro, and he's truly one of the great players that have played in his era.
Michael, I was in South Florida when you put the Hall of Fame jacket for the University of Miami on Andre Johnson. Can you tell me about your relationship with him and your thoughts on his career?
I love Andre Johnson. He's a beast, man, a freak. Just one of the most gifted athletes to ever come through the University of Miami. And now I think Andre Johnson is a Hall of Fame. He's had a Hall of Fame career. And I'll say this, I know a lot of questions about what's going on in Houston and where he will be. And as a guy who's only played in one city, only played for one team, I surely hope and pray that it works out, that he can finish his career in Houston. And sometimes it's hard when you're right in the midst of it all to see the benefits from all of that, you know. But, boy, there are great benefits. And he's I think he's the face of that franchise, and I think he should have an opportunity somehow to finish his career there.
Well, he's far from done, clearly, but
absolutely.
Your thoughts on how much is left? And you did mention he's a Hall of Fame receiver.
Listen, Andre Johnson, I can still get up the field. He can still beat you in intermediate areas and still beat you deep. He still has that ability. So he's far from done. But you know how this league is and how this world works. It's about the next thing and moving on forward and moving to the next thing. So I'm hoping that they can see eye to eye and find a great find a way to let him finish the next 3 or 4 years. Because I still believe Andre Johnson can play for the next 3 or 4 years at a pretty good pace.
Coming up, Texans cheerleader Liz, her experience at the Pro Bowl. We'll see all the Pro Bowl cheerleaders. Also, you love animals. There's another super event happening tomorrow that you're going to want to hear about. It's all happening on Texans 360.